From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Federal prosecutors vow to retry Rod Blagojevich on corruption charges after a jury deadlocked on 23 of the 24 counts against the former governor. As NPR's David Shaper reports, some of the jurors in the corruption trial are giving prosecutors reason to hope they could be more successful next time.
Though they only convicted Blagojevich on one count of lying to federal agents, several of the jurors who deliberated over almost 3 weeks say they were close to convicting the former Illinois governor of more wrongdoing.
Most of them were, in favor of leaning towards guilty.
That's juror Eric Sarnello, who says the vote was 11-1 to find Blagojevich guilty of the most serious charges related to his alleged attempts to sell the U.S. Senate seat vacated by President Obama, but that one holdout refused to be swayed. Fellow juror Stephen Vlodek confirms this.
I feel that there was some blatant disregard for the laws and for our Senate seat, and justice was not served.
Blagojevich says the hung jury shows he did nothing wrong and he maintains his innocence. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Flooding is growing worse in Pakistan. 20 million Pakistanis are affected by the worsening disaster. The UN reports millions of victims are getting no help. The BBC's Jill McIvering says more rain is coming.
3 weeks since this crisis started, the floodwaters and the numbers are still rising. Recent heavy rainfall has swelled the River Indus, and that floodwater is now moving south into Sindh province. Many towns in the northwest of Sindh, close to the border with Balochistan, have been issued new flood alerts and face fresh danger. Some river defences seem to have been breached, others are under threat. All this adds to the sense of continuing crisis in Pakistan as it struggles to cope with the worst flooding in its history. There is some good news. The United Nations says a positive response from donors in the last few days means it's now achieved more than 45% of its emergency target of almost $460 million.
The BBC's Jill McIvering in Islamabad. Heavy rain in China has triggered more landslides. At least 67 people perished today in southwest China. It's believed 1,500 people have died in China during this rainy season. Results from Washington State's primary election are in. Democratic Senator Patty Murray will face Republican Senate candidate Dino Rossi this fall. Rossi says during Murray's 3 terms in office, the country's debt has grown to frightening levels.
Over the past 18 years, and especially over the past 18 months, government spending and debt have reached such shocking levels that they threaten to permanently redefine our country.
Rossi spoke to KOMO television. In Wyoming, former U.S. Attorney Matt Mead has apparently won the Republican nomination for governor by a little more than 700 votes. His opponent has conceded. This is NPR. The funeral for former Alaska Senator Ted Stevens will be held in Anchorage later today. The 86-year-old former senator died last week in a plane crash. Vice President Joe Biden is to attend the service and is expected to speak. Stevens' body has lain in repose at an Anchorage church. This is the final day of 3 days of remembrances for him. NPR has learned a federal grand jury in Charlotte has convened to consider terrorism charges against a North Carolina man. As NPR's Dina Temple Rouston reports, they're looking at one of the jihadi world's most famous bloggers.
24-year-old Samir Khan is a naturalized American and is thought to be behind an online magazine from al-Qaeda's Yemen arm called Inspire. The 67-page publication seemed to attract more attention among U.S. intelligence analysts than would-be jihadis. U.S. officials are worried the magazine can find an audience here and inspire young Americans to join terrorist groups. That's why FBI agents have been fanning out all over Charlotte and retracing Samir Khan's steps in a bid to build a terrorism case against him. Grand jury deliberations are secret until they announce indictments, and it's unclear whether there's enough evidence to bring terrorism charges against Khan. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hundreds of Afghan demonstrators blocked a road in an eastern part of the country today. They're protesting the deaths of 2 people killed in an overnight raid this week by NATO troops. Villagers say the victims were civilians. NATO says they were insurgents and they were killed after coalition troops were fired upon first. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.